Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
FDA approval of Pfizer shot does not mean it's safe. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. The Food and Drug Administration, known as the FDA, has now granted approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID two-dose injection. This particular shot has the fastest in the history of the FDA been approved after only 4 months. It was actually filed for full approval in May of 2021. And in August 23, 2021, you have full approval. The fastest in history. Now, you might say, well, that is showing a very quick speed. But, you know, the fact is, when you're looking at safety, particularly, speed is not your friend. And in fact, if you look at the history of the FDA, the NPR in a 2017 article said that one-third of the drugs that were FDA approved in the first decade of the millennium have been recalled because they have had adverse reactions and even deaths. Now, these other drugs that are outside of vaccines, you can file suit because of adverse injuries or death. And that's what happened with the opioid drugs that was pushed by Johnson & Johnson, one of the makers of these drugs, and others. They made billions of dollars off of these very highly addictive opioid drugs. Well, you know what happened is they got lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, and eventually the damages piled up, and they had to ultimately pull out. And Johnson & Johnson now is part of the largest landmark settlement for a drug, which is total of $26 billion, billion with a B. But the problem with the vaccines, anything that is labeled a vaccine, there's complete legal immunity. So there are no lawsuits against these drug manufacturers like there would be lawsuits against these drug manufacturers for drugs that caused injuries or deaths.
Yeah, I mean, these injections are not something that you mess around with, something that you put into your body for your whole life. It's going to affect you. So this is not something you want to push through. You know, Johns Hopkins University of Medicine said that a typical vaccine development timeline, and you go through clinical trials, you do studies on animals, and then you eventually go to humans, 5 to 10 years. And of course, you and I have interviewed doctors that say it's even longer. They're saying like 10 to 15 years it takes to safely get these vaccines on the shelf. Well, these have been pushed through, this particular Pfizer has been pushed through in a matter of months. That really makes me question. And of course, we go back and look at the data, the number of deaths that have already happened, the adverse effects. You know, they're trying to cover that up. And of course, you back up even more in the clinical trials they did on animals, they died. So that really makes me question what is behind this whole motive of pushing this shot through.
Well, a lot of the people that are part of the FDA are tied in with the pharmaceutical companies, and that has been the situation for some time. It's like the fox guarding the hen house. The problem is that you cannot rely upon the FDA approving a drug and assume that it's going to be safe and or effective. In fact, history actually undermines that particular proposition. Take, for example, like I just said, the opioid crisis. Everybody is familiar with opioids and how addictive and how dangerous and how, frankly, deadly these drugs have been. And yet Johnson & Johnson and others continue to push these drugs and make billions and billions of dollars. But you know what ultimately happened? It wasn't the FDA saying, oh, we need to reconsider the opioids as they should have been doing.
That's like OxyContin and those kind of drugs, right?
Very highly addictive. Mm-hmm. And they are frequently given out, or were frequently given out, by doctors and psychiatrists for various kinds of, you know, conditions.
Pain meds, things like that, right?
Vioxx is another one. Vioxx, everybody remember Vioxx? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's what happened. The propaganda machine kicks in again, and you have Olympic gold medalist Dorothy Hamill. You have also the gold medalist Bruce Jenner. These individuals were profiting off of promoting Vioxx. They're looking happy and healthy, and they take Vioxx because they need that for pain reduction because of their significant athletic, you know, engagements that they're in, just to be able to do everyday common life.
Of course, they're paid quite a bit of money from Big Pharma. Let's not forget that.
And you know what happened with these particular drugs? They got ultimately pulled from the market, or they got significant reductions or recalls from the market because they found that they were actually killing and hurting people.
The adverse effects and the deaths.
And you know, the interesting thing is that when you look at this, I'm talking about a long list. I wish I could have something scrolling in front of you because it would have to scroll the entire time that we're talking.
Well, we have a whole pile of them right here.
We have stacks and stacks of drugs here that have been pulled from the market. Some of those were like Zelmed. Some of you might remember Zelmed, and that was manufactured by AstraZeneca. That was on the market for 0 years. It was put on the market in 1982, approved, and taken off the market in 1982, withdrawn by the FDA before being fully released. So some of these, like this one here, Zelnorm, 4.6 years, was on the market. Zelmed, 0 years, was on the market, withdrawn right away.
Well, Matt, let me also, don't forget that back up, talking about Pfizer, it also had to pay $2.3 billion in the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history against a pharmaceutical company for illegally promoting the uses of drugs. And they had four drugs, actually, that they were found guilty of promoting in an illegal way. So what does that tell you right there? Would you trust a company like that?
Well, in fact, it wasn't just one time. The reason why this was the largest fine in history, $2.3 billion, the largest health care fraud settlement in history, is because Pfizer repeatedly did this. In fact, Pfizer had gotten fined before. They continued to do what they were being fined for. They did it again, and I think it was about at least three times that they continued to have repeat of the same fraud, even though they were operating under existing fines. And then finally, the government came out and said, enough is enough, and consequently, they were assessed the largest fine recently. This was 2009 in history, $2.3 billion.
So I'm not a big fan of Big Pharma to begin with, but would you trust a company that had the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history?
No. In fact, you know, you look at 1985 Celdane.
Have they learned from this?
Celdane was an antihistamine that did not cause drowsiness. That's what it was promoted to be. But it had been on the market for 13 years before being recalled due to life-threatening heart problems when taken in combination with other drugs.
That's a little scary.
You have many, many other drugs. We have a press release that just goes through this over and over again. The painkiller Duract was only on the market for 1 year before it was recalled in 1998. There were reported four deaths, eight required liver transplants, and 12 patients with severe liver damage. Look, four deaths, and it was recalled.
Four
deaths. So, you know, you look at the small number of deaths that some of these actually resulted in, and they were recalled.
What about baby powder? Do you remember that? Johnson & Johnson launched
the talc
baby powder ended up causing, that was made of crushed talc,
causing cervical cancer and other kinds of cancerous complications.
And they knew that when they made it. That was a thing.
And, you know, they're promoting it for all these different situations for
that
people
was recalled,
to take. And now people are suffering. Some died from that. You have, obviously, the anthrax vaccine that was forced on the military. People are now still suffering from that. You have the swine flu vaccine that was ultimately stopped after 53 deaths. But now what we have for these COVID shots is we have over 13,000 deaths. For Pfizer already, the one that just got approved, we have a reported 3,079 deaths. Those numbers are staggering when you compare to these other drugs that were on the market and you had a small number of deaths and they were pulled from the market.
And don't forget the other two companies, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, are just waiting in the wings to get theirs approved as well.
Yeah, and you have over 600,000 adverse events that are recorded in the CDC-FDA VAERS log. And the CDC in a Harvard study says that what is reported there is in fact less than 1% of actual. So you take whatever the numbers are there and you multiply them by 90, and you find that these are not safe. And we now know that they're not effective, and the CDC is even beginning to recognize that it does not prevent the COVID transmission, and that the viral load between those who got the shot and those who did not is exactly the same. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.